I mean, listen, all I can say is that from what I understand, I know those are two grown men. I know, I believe The Rock has spoken on that, and I don't want to speak for either one of them. So I would leave it to whatever their words are and keep it that way.
I know, obviously people are so obsessed with the Fast and the Furious franchise. I mean, is there anything that you could tell us about the F10 movie? I know that, we have just a few more left in the Furious franchise.
I truly wish I could divulge information, but I don't have it. If I'm being honest with you. Yeah, they don't tell us anything before we're like 2 weeks on set. So everything is so confidential, meaning, because it's a billion-dollar franchise and there's so many different players. So as much as I would love to give you some information, unfortunately, I don't have it.
What do you think that moment is going to be like the final day on set, after all of these years together?
And that's such a good question. Ugh. That final day is going to be a lot of people crying and coming to tears, man. But you know what? It'll be like one of those things where we just reminiscing on so many great times. I think it'll be a lot of joy. And I think it's gonna be a lot of just emo it'll be a lot of emotion. Because we're really like a family. It's almost like we have to find other ways to do certain things together because we don't know anything else. Like, it's been so great all these years.
Yeah, I know The Rock recently did an interview where he reflected on his time with Vin on the movie and things like that. I mean, would you want to see him return? And do you think that there is any chance that that would ever happen?
I mean, listen, all I can say is that from what I understand, I know those are two grown men. I know, I believe The Rock has spoken on that, and I don't want to speak for either one of them. So I would leave it to whatever their words are and keep it that way because it's a delicate situation.
I love all of the little toys behind you. Tell me all about
So,
it.
the holiday season is approaching. I have a 6 and a 7-year-old, and to be honest, they love the Scruffalo's because they've been playing with them. They can't get enough. And so I have this platform, which is for kids, music enrichment, and it's a platform that's educating kids, and it's called Kid Nation. So we partnered with this company that my kids absolutely love. We made an original song called Puppy Love that goes right along with the whole idea and inspiration behind, grooming and being able to take special care and responsibility of your puppy and understanding that it's underneath is what counts with these kid-friendly clippers and, just taking the time of nurturing and showing them responsibility, like I said. So it's such a great thing because I'm all about educating the new generation. Of course, because when you have kids, that's really what your life becomes dedicated to, is making the world a better place.
No, totally. I know exactly what I'm going to get my daughter for the holiday season. I love it.
Yeah, and you can get the song on kidnation.com. And by the way, it's going to be a whole TikTok Cutie Cuts campaign as well. So the song is out of this world.
It is. I listen to it. It's great. I love it.
I'm glad you love it.
Yeah, I'm sure your daughters love this too. And getting their
They
hands
do.
on that.
They can't get enough of it. Listen, it's so catchy. So you know when you have a hit when it comes to them because they just constantly are singing and you can't get enough of it.
Yeah, totally. And I know, speaking of music, you're also releasing the soundtrack to Karma's World, right?
Yes, the soundtrack is out right now on all streaming platforms. So Karma's World is on Netflix. We just released that on Friday. Overwhelming response. I'm so happy right now because I'm doing my duty, man. When you have a purpose on this earth and you know that you can change things for the better, there's no better feeling in the world.
Definitely. You said that Karma's World was kind of like your passion project. So how did this come about? And it's been a long time in the making, right?
It has. My daughter is now 20 and started when she was 6. So this is 14 years in the making, believe it or not. And so we went through so many different phases, with the music, with the animation, and all these different things. But the world has a way of bringing something out at the perfect timing. And now could not be more perfect because it's on Netflix and it launched in over 190 countries simultaneously. So I couldn't be happier.